All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
So, you know, we're wrapping up 2019 and like we said, our 2020 is starting now.
Yeah.
And a part of our 2020 starting now is just figuring out who am I? What do I want?
Yeah. On the inside.
Who am I? What do I need and what do I desire? And what things do I need to put into place to get those?
To help them manifest here in this reality. How do I create that reality?
Yes. Right?
So what is our theme? You gave them all of that. You ain't going to tell them the theme this week, this month?
Our theme this month.
December.
Our theme for December is figuring out our desires to help us manifest. No, figuring out who we are to help us manifest what we need.
Yeah, our desires.
Our desires, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, today we're going to be talking about our core desired feelings.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know what that is. I honestly didn't know what it was.
We didn't know until we found out.
I didn't know. But so a lot of the times when we're going into the new year, we're like, okay, let me create my my resolutions, mm-hmm. or I'm going to be turning like this
new leaf, or like, figuring, you know, out
or
bucket
like
list.
I'm going to be reaching one of my, what are the years called when it's one of my
monument?
Yeah, our monumental years. Mm-hmm. Let me create a bucket list. Like, you know, we're coming up with plans, dreams, goals. But the reality is we're not really chasing the goal itself. We're actually chasing the feeling mm-hmm. that we hope to accomplish, that we hope accomplishing the goal will give us. Yes. Right. So we set up all these goals for ourselves, resolutions, and we're like, I actually want that. But no, what you really want is how you will feel.
Yeah, there's roots connected to it.
There's roots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of backwards.
Mm-hmm. It is backwards.
It's kind of backwards because we're thinking, oh my God, I have to go after this stuff. I have to do all of this. And then we get burnt out, or we don't really feel fulfilled,
yeah.
because we're not connected to the feeling.
As opposed to establishing what is the desire or the feeling that I want, and then creating a list based around those things.
Creating a plan based around that.
Yes.
So you're moving, I guess, with some real intention, and you can know, like, yeah. this is what I need to do to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we found out about this core desire feelings, we didn't come up with this shit.
Don't say we did.
We did not come up with this.
No.
A lady by the name of Danielle Laporte came up with it. And according to her, your core desired feelings are how you want to feel most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is your preferred state of being. And so this applies to every area of your life, your work and health, your wellness, relationships,
spirituality and essence.
Yeah.
And your creativity mm-hmm. and learning, how you want to learn.
Yeah.
So something to consider is, or when you want to figure out your core desire, you want to kind of know, like, how do you want to feel in the deepest part of your being?
Mm-hmm.
How does your soul want to feel? What feelings make you come alive? What feelings make you feel more aligned with your true self and thus connected to your God,
yeah, your
higher
source,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what these core desire feelings really are. All right, how are they helping you expand? These feelings should help you expand and feel grounded and feel blessed. Right.
Expand, grounded, and blessed. And also, yeah. once you identify your core desired feelings, you will be able to say hell yes, know what to say hell yes to and what to say hell no to.
And you'll be okay that if it ain't a hell yes, then it's a hell no. Period. And that's on period.
More certainty. We need that because yeah. I think a lot of the times we operate in kind of like
unknown space.
Unknown.
Almost like an uncertainty. Like, I think the world, I should feel this way, but do I really feel this way?
It's the societal pressures and expectations that are placed on us. Where yeah. we're like, well, I should be desiring this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't I feel like this?
There's a big dichotomy there.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And then when you don't feel that way, you may feel like, oh, there must be something
wrong with
me. There's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. When the whole time, you don't even want to feel like that. That's not your core
desire feeling. And you know what is so funny? When we first started talking, there's just a little bit of side talk because this is what we're here for.
Right.
When we first started talking about this core desire feelings and before we really got down into the work of it, I just thought, oh, I know my core desire feelings.
Same.
Just based on what the fuck I think.
Right.
You know, not doing the actual work.
Or how you should feel like, oh, my core desire feeling is to be successful. Because
when really, and even to consider when you're in conversation with somebody, your core desire feeling may be different from their core desire feeling. Thus, they might be going after things that you don't find value in or will not make you feel as fulfilled. And then you're comparing yourself for no reason.
Yeah.
If your core desire feeling is, I don't know, abundance,
yeah.
and mine has nothing to do with that, then I probably shouldn't be gauging my life based on your life when we don't have the same core desire
feelings. Yes.
So just something to consider. We'll get into all of the nitty-gritty.
Yes, yeah, so it's really important to identify what your core desired feelings are so that you can move towards your highest self.
Because that's what we're all here to do.
That's what we're always talk about this.
Vibrating higher.
And this is a part of doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Who is Brittany? Who is Germany? Mm-hmm. We know that we have a lot of similarities. There's resonance here. But at the end of the day, we're two very different people. And mm-hmm. although we may be journeying together, we're going to be going on different paths.
Yeah.
Period, poo.
I hope the paths are like next, like.
I mean, they're like, neck and parallel.
Lined up.
They're parallel.
They need to be lined up.
They're parallel, but we're more.
I ain't trying to be on the 10 and you on the 5.
I mean, we already said that we're all going in the same direction.
Okay. She just wants to make sure she's not on the 5 and she's on the 10. Okay.
I'm on the 405 and you're on the.
Who knows?
The 105.
Yeah, we ain't trying to do that. Both on the same freeway heading the same direction. Okay.
Goodness. So.
Your core desires are usually about 3 to 5 feelings that you want to feel on a daily basis, right?
Or a day.
every fucking day.
We're not
day.
Changing them every week. Like, okay, so this week
my core desire feeling is. Yeah. No, this is kind of where you live.
Foundational basics.
Foundational basics. And maybe it's not 3 or 5. Maybe you have 7. Mm-hmm. We've ran into we have a few more than 5. And that's totally fine. But these are the feelings that no matter what, this is what I need to feel fulfilled. This is what I feel to, like we said, feel grounded, to feel blessed, and feel expansive.
Yeah.
Right.
And the idea is that our deepest wants are desires mm-hmm. that can always tell us something about our greatest needs. Mm. And they're also great indicators about some things that need to change.
Period.
That may need to change. Once you get down to what my core desired feelings are, and then you're like, okay, so what am I doing right now? Mm-hmm. Is this aligned with how I say I want to feel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I want to feel ease, but I'm always in some fuck shit.
Yeah, dealing with some toxicity. Yeah.
So what do you need to do to make some changes so that you can feel ease?
Yeah, the contrast. And although your core desire feeling shouldn't change every week or every day, it can change based on the season that you're in, right?
Yeah.
So you might have the same core desire feelings for said season. You might be going through a time where you need stability, you need abundance, you need joy. And then that might transition where you need ease, you need love, you need, it's all, you know, it's ever changing, but not so frequently.
Not so frequently. Yeah. Like when things like life happens, like maybe when you first did this, like you and I, you were
single
childless. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, life happens. You obtain a spouse. You have some children. Of course, there are some things that change just outside of the core desire feelings, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only natural that your core desire feelings will probably have some adjustments.
Yeah.
Some may stay, but some may change because it's like, ooh. This
and I think it's nice to reassess every, you know, so often, just internal work and assessment, like, hey, are my needs being met according to my core desires, or is this something that I need to change?
And when I was reading, I realized that's what most people do. Most people at the end of the year, like before they do their resolutions mm-hmm. and figure out their goals.
We need a resolution. Ooh, sidebar, Aaliyah is coming on streaming platforms.
Oh yeah, that's tea.
Woo, baby.
January, her uncle is finally getting up off of the music. Come out. We heard you. Get up off of it, uncle.
We've been talking for years.
We've been talking since
the death.
Since she passed on August 25th.
Well, we wanted self-titled. We wanted the self-titled album, okay?
Rest in peace, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so most people, a lot of people who are tapped into the core desired feelings, what they do is like at the end of the year, they do an assessment, they go through the activities, which we'll be explaining here in a short minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out, okay, so are these still in alignment with how I want to feel? Are there some adjustments? And then, you know, they go from there, then they make their goals. Plans, dreams for the upcoming year. So I think this is a nice activity to implement at the end of every year. Just do an assessment.
Yeah.
Figure out what the fuck's going on.
Self-assessment, the inventory.
So
should we share our core desires first, or?
I think we should share how we got there.
Okay, go for it.
How we got there. So like Germany was saying, when we first started talking about this, I really thought it was going to be surface level. I thought it was something we can just come on here and chat about, like figure out your core desire feelings, you know, how you want to feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go. But Danielle provides a lot of useful tools to really help you get to the core. Like without doing these activities, I know that I wouldn't have gotten to my true.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have gotten to my true desire feelings. And sometimes you got to go beneath the surface.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And that's what we had to do. So what happened is, and we'll provide the link for you so that you can do the activities on your own as well. There's a website, thedesiremap.com, and Danielle was so gracious to give us 7 days worth of activity. So for the past 7 days, the past week, we've been doing an activity every day,
mm-hmm.
which helps you unlock how you want to feel.
Yeah.
And so on the first day, I was like, what are we going to do? Like,
right.
what is this? So basically the idea is to, the general idea is, how do you want to feel within these 5 categories? So the 5 categories are livelihood and lifestyle, body and wellness, creativity and learning, relationships and society, and essence and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first day, we got this activity called
Soul Limber. Soul limber, baby. Let your soul be limber.
Yes.
And a really good thing to consider is you want to think deeply and quickly when you're doing this.
Yes.
It should be like first thought, a feeling thought. And we're essentially trying to transition from being head people or like in your heart to
in your head to your heart
in your head to your heart. Yeah. So
less logic.
Less logic and more liminal.
How you want to feel.
Liminal.
Yeah. Liminal. And I know I'm hella logical. So I'm like, okay, let a sister know, because I would have been logical. Like some of the questions were like, if I were a flower, mm-hmm. I describe that flower as, I'll share with you all so you can get an idea.
And I'll share a couple of mine too.
I said, if I were a flower, I'd be a sunflower. I describe it as bright, vibrant, and strong. Already there's two feelings right here, vibrant and strong. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of get an idea of how, in the end, this can help you get to your core desired feelings.
Yeah.
What flower were you, sister?
I said I was lavender, a lavender, you know.
Okay.
So I chose lavender, which is a flowering plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I described that flower as soft, dainty, and multi-purposeful, because you can use lavender as an herb in food, you can use it as aromatherapy. So mm-hmm. bitches want to do it all. Multi-purpose, okay? And dainty and soft. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. What else do I want to share with y'all? Y'all in my business.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another. Ooh, we got to the cravings and vulnerability.
Yeah, on that one.
And you know what? Wow. My answer to one of the first questions is one of my core desired feelings.
So share it.
So there was a cravings and vulnerability section, and it says, other than time or money, what I want more of is, and I said love.
I said love too.
Wow.
And I had an adoration in my list.
You know, and these activities really come full circle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this is funny.
This is hella funny. I just saw another one.
What?
I deal with loneliness by connecting with God.
Oh, that was good.
And I said that for the essence and spirituality.
You want to connect with God?
That connecting with God is important. Staying connected to my source is important to me so that I can be able to discern what's his voice and what's mine.
Come on.
Because a bitch gets confused and I need to be clear, crystal clear, like this is where I'm being led.
Yeah.
Because I'm so connected, like a really deep connection. But that is how a bitch deals with loneliness. Just turn on a sermon. Period.
I'm trying to think of what I want to share.
The see-through.
Yeah, I'd be struggling with that.
Wow, these are so good.
I
said, I know I'm happy. I know when I'm happy because I feel at peace.
Okay, let me say what I wanted. Okay, so I said, I know I'm happy because I feel overcome with love and appreciation, which is my adoration vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I am at peace with both myself, my life, and environment. See, peace and ease are on myself.
And y'all gonna hear what our core desire feelings are at the end. But this was just the first activity. And at first, I didn't know how it was all gonna tie in. I was kind of getting a sense of it. But this soul limber was the opening up. The first layer peeled off of the onion.
Yeah. So then day two, we can kind of shift. So that's step one, right?
Yeah.
Is deciding how you want to feel within the category. Or wait, where are we at?
We were on step one. Basically.
Step one,
like,
yeah.
It's just... Yeah.
And kind of going through the exercises. So step one, day one, is this soul limber exercise, is basically deciding how you want to feel in all of these five categories. Step two is to, well, actually, there's multiple days,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
Hold on, because so we're not going to go to step two.
Yeah, we're going to go to day two.
We're going to go to day two. And day two was gratitude, I believe.
It was.
Step two was gratitude and deciding what doesn't work. So day two is gratitude and what's not working. So again, we took those five categories. Those are like working categories.
Yeah.
Livelihood and lifestyle, body and wellness, creativity and learning, relationships and society, and again, essence and spirituality. So in those categories, you are going to express gratitude for the things that might be going on. So for my livelihood and lifestyle, I express gratitude for my home because I feel sheltered and provisioned, which of course is one of my core feelings. Core desire feelings is security and stability.
Mm-hmm. I said the same thing, sis.
Yeah, I talked about my job, resources. I'm able to adequately take care of myself with ease.
Mm-hmm.
That's in there. What,
Germany.
I put my car because I don't have
where
to.
I need to be with ease.
Yeah, I put my car because I don't have to worry about getting to places safely. Yeah, I said that I'm like thankful for being able to go out to concerts and festivals. Dancing is what makes me feel alive and connects me to myself and others. So again, I'm expressing gratitude even for my body, that I have strong bones to support my frame throughout the day because I'm functioning.
Yeah.
Because I'm in good health. I'm not sick, dealing with any ailments. So just expressing gratitude. I express gratitude for this platform.
Same.
That I'm grateful for my passion project because it, again, allows me to express myself and help others. I'm helping. Okay. She's helping. And then I express, of course, gratitude for Brittany, relationships, my mom, my sister. You want to hear what I said about you? Because I kind of went on a little.
You just, yeah. And I can share what I said about you because you're on my list too, boo-boo.
So I said, I am grateful for Brittany because she is logical. She's always there for me. She's supportive, helpful, honest, fun, funny, and down to ride.
Oh, wow. You went in. Okay. Well, I said for you that I feel connected. It's an effortless relationship. Mm-hmm. I feel aligned, seen, and heard.
Yes. The seen and heard. Yes. I see you and I hear you.
See you and I hear you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so that was a good, the gratitude, I mean, once you consciously focus on your blessings, that really helps you raise your vibration. And you're, once you're being specific, that can help you create, increase the sensation of how you want to feel, right? Yes. Because we're being so specific. I appreciate and adore this relationship because I feel like this. And that's helping you say, ooh,
when I need think more of that.
Period.
Yeah, yeah.
I need more of that.
Receiving mode.
I need more Germany. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need that feeling. And you really just illuminate the positive feelings because you can really relate it to something.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why.
And
like,
I've connected this relationship to a lot of the relationships in my life. I'm able to hold this as like kind of a standard because I fully understand why this relationship works.
So then why it's a value, provides
right,
value.
So when other people come in, I'm like, hey, I need you to be bringing in ease. I need you to be bringing in fun. I need you to be bringing in alignment, connection, loyalty.
And some realness.
My nigga. That's what I'm looking
and
for.
And some realness. So I like the way that Danielle broke down the categories, which really helped me. She also provides like little audio snippets. So you're not just going in blind.
Yes. Very specific.
Yeah.
A little more organized as well.
That helped me a lot because sometimes when you're just looking at the categories, they can be kind of left up to your own interpretation. Mm-hmm. But she explained like, what things can go into the categories. Like, so for livelihood and lifestyle, that's career, money, home, travel, body and wellness, fitness, food, relaxation,
health,
creativity and learning, that's culture, creative, expression, relationships and society. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Your relationships.
Right.
And then the essence and spirituality, deep. Your soul, inner self, faith, and your devotional practices.
Yeah.
So I said I was grateful for the word of God.
Come on. She's grateful.
She's a girl. For the sister needs it.
Yeah, that's what I said. My relationship with God, specifically my relationship with God and my faith, because I know and feel comfort in knowing that I am not forgotten and I am protected.
I am not forgotten.
Okay. I am protected. And I'm thankful for my connection to source energy and controlling my vibrations because I can flow through life with ease.
Yeah.
You see that? Ease is what she wants.
And then we got real. So we got into the what's not working. Because we have to get real on what's not working so we can make some changes, period. Yeah. So again, it was broken down by each category. And we were instructed to go through and list what's not working or needs to change and why it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, how does this make us feel? Does it create stress? Does it cause pain? So this one was a little tough. This one was a little challenging for me because you got to be real vulnerable. We always talk about how hard it is to be vulnerable with other people, but it's hard for me to be vulnerable with myself sometimes too. Bitch.
It is. And
it's tough.
When I was doing my little thing and listening to the audio. She was just making a statement that it's okay to acknowledge your like current discomfort with intention though, right? It's not to come down on yourself. It's a healthy observation. A healthy observation is acknowledging what is not aligned, what doesn't feel aligned.
Yeah.
Where an unhealthy observation would be complaining.
Complaining and blaming.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah, like
so. Yeah, this was definitely hard for me because I was like, sometimes, y'all, I don't want to go deep with myself because I don't like being so emotional.
You don't want to face the music?
I don't want to deal with like all the emotions that may be tied to whatever I'm feeling because I'm already a feeler and God only knows what happens if I unlock all that other shit.
Sometimes I don't want to be vulnerable with myself because I feel like I'm going to be forced to make some real moves because it's like, okay, now you see what the fuck is going on, bitch.
You're well aware.
Yeah. What you going to do with it?
Yes.
I can give it to you.
But what you going to do with it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Great exercise. All these exercises, the shit.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. One of the things that I said was not working is.
Oh.
Ooh.
What did I say?
And I just said it. I just said it here on the show, but I'll say what I wrote. Is being able to communicate the way I'm feeling with people because I'm afraid of dealing with my emotions all the time. And it's funny because I pride myself on being a great communicator. As long as it ain't got to do with my feelings.
You say that.
Yeah, as long as it ain't got to do with my feelings, I'm like, because I deflect a lot. That's a little, she deflects.
I can say that.
She's been having moments of clarity. She deflects because sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, this is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
What's not working or needs to change. This is under the essence and spirituality.
This is probably going to be some shit that I wrote too. Go ahead.
I said that my faith.
Come on.
I brag and boast about my faith, but I know that it's not completely in line. And I said the reason why this is not working is because I stress over the what ifs and try to create solutions on my own. When if I really have faith, I'll know it's already done,
baby.
It's
done in his
name. It's nothing to worry about, and you ain't got to go implement a shit.
Yeah.
Period.
That's it. So.
So, yeah. Great, great. Day two was great.
Day three. And we're going to try to, because this will go for a long time.
I mean, I think they're okay with it.
So, day three was past and present feelings and your desired feelings. So, what did
we do?
This
was another deepy.
This was.
So, basically, we started off with the negative feelings, right? So, we had to recall some moments or events that happened in our life in the past where we felt like weighed down, stuck, lost. And basically write down those situations and explain how we felt and what we did not enjoy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that both for the past and for the present. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What do I want to share? Ooh, goddamn.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll share one. In the past, like an unpleasant or negative occurrence that's happened to me is I felt like I didn't get opportunities or recognition that I felt I deserved.
Mm.
And so that made me feel overlooked and unworthy.
Yes.
Bitch wants to be seen.
Yeah, seen.
Is and valued.
Seen is important. So I'll share one from my past.
Okay.
That the people that I care about not caring about things that are important to me.
Mm.
Right? Like friends closely. And I said, I didn't enjoy this feeling because I try to be a good friend to people and I expect the same in return. So then, of course, I feel let down.
Let down.
The bitch feels let down.
Yeah.
The bitch feels dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
That's how she feels.
For real. And then we talked about some of the present feelings. I'm not sharing that right now because I'm still working.
Yes, yeah, those are working. Those
it's
are working.
Present. I'm keeping that sacred.
Yeah.
But I think a good part of this activity was that we were asked to go deeper and list some of the positive feelings that contrast the negative feelings we listed above, which were helping me hone in on my core desire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of the ones I put here are on my core desire feelings list, my final list.
Okay.
So we did that, and then we flipped the script, mm-hmm. and we talked about past and present pleasurable feelings, yes. right? So moments where we felt joyful, alive, present,
so
loving.
Good.
Things like getting exercise, being in nature, mm-hmm. Being with people, spending time with people you love. Mm-hmm. Your nigga, your bestie, your family.
What's good? What'd you
whatever.
Say?
For my past, I said, ooh, I said two. I said Coachella.
Coachella was definitely Coachella's and vibe.
I said I felt carefree, fun, happy. And then I said our live show.
Brittany, I did too. That's recent past. I said the live show. I felt like I was making a difference.
Yeah.
I was vibrating high and connecting with my community mm-hmm. and pushing culture forward.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me, guys.
Yeah.
Pushing culture
forward. That's been at the tip of your tongue. That's been on the tip of your tongue, the pushing culture forward.
Pushing culture forward. And for present, I put being with people I love. That's kind of blanketed, but like my birthday, my uh-huh. sister's birthday. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I feel surrounded by people who genuinely support and care about me. I mm-hmm. feel loved and I enjoy feeling and giving it.
Yeah. I also said that, and I said making additional money.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I feel secure, fluid, increased, non-restrictive. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So then we took it on over to our desired feelings, how we want to feel.
Meat and potato.
Meat and potato.
Yeah.
So do you want to share? So again, here we use these five categories and we kind of just like a stream of consciousness, write out words that.
How we want to feel.
Yeah. How you want to feel in each category.
And so some of the words were repeated, which really helped me a lot. I'm like, what keeps popping up? If this can hop from category to category, which is one thing that Danielle noted, you do want feelings that apply to all of the categories, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to necessarily have feelings that just apply to one category.
Yeah.
You want them to be able to stretch across all of the categories, and I feel like mine do.
Mine do too. Do you want to share a couple of yours?
Okay, so for livelihood and lifestyle, I said I want to feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
Abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Luxurious.
I like that. For me, I put
I said a lot more, but those are three I shared.
Okay, I'll share some. I said I want abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance. I want to feel abundant. Fun, limitless, joyful, ease, prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
For body and wellness?
For body and wellness, I said healthy.
Yes.
Comfortable.
Yes.
Confident.
I put healthy, confident, sexy, ease.
Sexy.
I should have put sexy too. She wants to feel sexy.
For creativity and learning, I said limitless.
Brittany, I too said limitless.
I said limitless, abundant again,
mm-hmm.
And resourceful.
I said valued, unmatched.
Ooh.
Accomplished, wise, important.
I lied.
Fortune.
500.
You already know the vibe.
Fortune. 400.
For relationships in society.
Oh, baby, I went in.
Oh, let them rip. Fuck
I
it.
Said, and this is what I want in a nigga.
Period.
No, and this is for platonic too. I said strong connection, safe, mm-hmm. desired, loved, supported, affirmed, turned on.
Come on. Understood. Pussy.
Understood, fresh, and solid.
Okay, here's mine. I said valuable, valued, praised, loved deeply, enamored, whole, ease, positive, fun, light, passion, respected, covered, mm-hmm. protected,
mm-hmm.
desired, I put a lot, cherished,
ooh, okay.
gentle,
cherish
harmonious.
Her.
She wants gentle. A lot. Gentle.
I need to write some more.
Yeah, magical. Okay, what about for essence and spirituality?
Let me hand this over to this nigga.
Yeah, hey, here's my list of shit that I want.
For essence and spirituality, I said peaceful. Mm-hmm. Balanced, trustworthy, covered, firm foundation.
I put whole, connected, grounded, and abundant.
Connected too.
Connected.
Let me add that. Connected.
Yeah, so this was really good.
Connected.
And then I went through and highlighted a lot of these words too. So day four.
we got to our inner selves. This was fun.
Ooh.
Fun but deep. Deep fun.
Deep fun here. Deep fun
so
here.
With the inner selves, this helped us see our feelings through our different inner selves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did the inner child, which was our deep sensitivity. This is how we needed to feel how our inner child needed to feel in every area of our life, in every life area.
Yeah.
So and these answers were simple and pure.
Yeah, simple and pure.
So,
and your inner child is your sensitivity.
Sensitivity, yeah.
And your superhero, which we'll get to here, is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And your future self is your trusting nature.
Yes. So, right. For my inner child, I'll just go through them. I said I wanted to feel provided and protected.
Same.
For my livelihood and lifestyle. For my health and wellness, or body and wellness, I said I want to feel nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
For my creativity, I said, like, I have freedom and room to try and grow.
Mm-hmm.
For my relationships, unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my essence and spirituality, I said guided.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I put lifestyle, my inner child, stable, protected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For body and wellness, connection to earth.
Mm-hmm.
For creativity and learning, I put positive reinforcement, affirming words.
That's nice.
Yeah. For relationships and society, genuine love, strong familial bonds, connection. For essence and spirituality, I put oneness with God and a wholeness with spirit.
Okay. So then we went on over to our inner superhero. And this is like how you intend to feel, right? Mm-hmm. This is how my intention.
If you wake up every day and it was always good, this is it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're full of confidence. You don't hesitate.
Shit doesn't go wrong. You got the victory, victory, victory.
And this is your strength, right? So for livelihood and lifestyle, I said secure and abundant.
Come on.
For my wellness, body and wellness, I said balance.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity and learning, bright and seen.
Mm-hmm.
For my relationships in society, loved, supported, and affirmed. And then for essence and spirituality, I said connected to source energy.
Yes. Okay. For livelihood and lifestyle, for my superhero, I put stable and abundant. I put a bunch of stuff, but those are what I'm talking about. Body and wellness, she puts sexy, confident, healthy, powerful. Mm. Powerful, baby. For creativity, I put in flow, natural, intentional, conscious. I put victorious. Uh-huh. She's victorious.
Victoria.
For relationships, I put easy, fun, connected. For spirituality, I put accountable, mindful, and whole. As you guys can see, I have whole coming up
whole.
Here. Accountable and mindful. And this is like if I could get up every day and like meditate. If
yes.
I could go to church every Sunday or just have some sort of connection. If I could read, I'm Christian, y'all, my Bible. Okay, my 15 minutes of the word.
Stand connect, and that's the connection to source. That's what I mean. I want to be connected so that you can really hear. Because when Germany and I have our little therapy sessions.
Yeah, therapy moments.
We always say like, and I'm sure a lot of us be like, pray about it. But you could pray all day, but are you really hearing?
Yeah.
Are you really able to hear and receive?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I really need to be connected. So this ain't up to my own interpretation. This is crystal clear, baby.
Yeah.
He said it.
He
said what he said. So, yeah.
So now our future self.
Future self. So this is how you are feeling, right?
This is 5 from 10. No, this is 5 from 10 years from now.
It's time travel.
You're living the life you've always dreamt. You're doing awesome work.
You're doing your thing.
You are thriving, baby.
And so let's get into it.
Yeah.
For the livelihood and lifestyle.
What does future Brittany, what does she have
cracking?
For
livelihood and lifestyle, I said doing the damn thing. Wow. I just made sentences.
Yeah.
For wellness, body and wellness, I said mentally and physically snatched.
Come on.
Unbreakable.
Fit.
Unbreakable.
Come on.
For, what is this?
Relationships. Creativity. And learning.
Yeah, creativity and learning. I said shining, unstoppable.
Come on.
For relationships, I said resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Matched effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Aligned, doesn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
And then for essence and spirituality, here I am saying the same damn thing. I can clearly hear and discern messages from my source. I feel like I'm being led. There's no confusion.
And it's also good to remember or to keep in mind if you decide to do this, you can use abstract terms. You can create sentences.
Yeah.
Whatever feels like easy for you.
Right.
Whatever helps you move through the exercise.
Yeah.
So my future self, Germany in a couple years from now, she for livelihood and lifestyle, she said abundant, beautiful, like life is great.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom, ease, body and wellness. I'm healthy, energized. I'm sexy. I'm confident. Energized was a big one for me because I felt like if it's on my terms and my time, then like I can
get up. You can have the energy to do it.
Do whatever I want. Yeah. My day is not fixed on anybody else.
Just dawned on me.
What?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Maybe that
needs to be one of your core.
Yeah, but I feel like that's wrapped up in abundance.
Abundance,
yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
It is. So for creating and learning, I put traveled. The bitch is on the road with this podcast.
Yes.
She's successful. She's a culture shifter. For relationships and society, I put fun, loved, happy, covered, my same shit. For spirituality and essence, I put grounded, balanced, connected to source energy.
Love.
Yes. Okay, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty.
So now we got to the nitty-gritty. We went on over to day five. And so on day five, what you do is you make your first picks, right? So you narrow down the list. You go through like all these activities and you basically see words that keep popping up. So
which is essentially step two in this process. Of what we just did is step one. Now we're transitioning to step two. Step two equals step five. I mean, equals day five.
Yeah.
So yeah, go for it.
So we went through, I went through, it's kind of like a combination of a lot of steps because we were searching for patterns and mm-hmm. words that kept popping up. Mm-hmm. And for sure, like abundant kept popping up, safe and secure, which are kind of synonyms. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Rolling with them.
What else?
Ease.
Like a lot of things were popping up. And so that helped me narrow down my list to 10 to 12 potential core desired feelings. Mm-hmm. And I started circling the words that resonated with me the most.
And you know what? Your core desired feelings all come back to various expressions of love and vitality.
Yeah.
All of these words should bring you back to that higher self, these feelings of expansion. So pick some good ones.
So that's what we did. We went through, we got the words. So then once
were your first 10 words?
My first 10 words were abundance, mm-hmm. Secure, joy, love, harmony, luxury, influence, balance, mm-hmm. peace, connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had resonance, but I was like, that's like connected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was right.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
That's good.
Yeah.
So mine were abundance, fun, wholeness, ease, connection, valued, peace, cherished, stable, and secure. So we wrote down all these words that kind of keeps coming up, popping up to mm-hmm. us. And then we decided to look them up and do some like word exploration.
Yeah, we were told to do some word exploration, which really, that I like that activity a lot. Yeah. So basically you look through your list, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start looking up the definitions and also some synonyms because you might have originally put peace and then peace and say balance and realize a word like harmony encompasses both of them.
Yeah.
So that you can narrow it down and it's like, oh,
I want to feel harmony in my life.
I want to feel, that's what I want. Yeah. It's harmony is what I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have to, well, what I've learned is to, words have a way of creating a perception for us.
Yes.
So we have to stop letting certain words make us look towards outward fulfillment.
Yes.
Right?
For that, sure.
And to be mindful of terms and are these feelings, these terms that create a state of feeling.
Yes.
That depend on external validation.
Yeah.
Like loved.
Loved.
You know what I mean? And instead, change it to like an action word. Mm-hmm. And that's like
love.
Love. Or loving, because mm-hmm. you can give love and feel love that way. Both receive and give.
Yeah.
So.
Because when we say like if we choose all of our words to be focused on like someone else, if we're not receiving from that source, then how are we getting our core desire feelings met?
Yeah. Come on. Talk about it.
How?
Talk about it.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, with that activity, we were able to find out like, I can maybe take a couple words off. So in doing so, I was able to narrow my list down from 9 to 6. So I took connection off because I seen like connection resonated with another area. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I took off peaceful and peace because that kind of was like my ease. I took off cherished. Because cherished and valued, like, you know, you just find connection in different words and figure out like, okay, I could take that shit off.
Yeah, for sure.
And I had to also change valued to adoration because I don't want to be valued. I just want to be adored. I want to be able to adore people and things. And I also want them to adore me.
Yeah. At first I had loved and then I changed it to love because I want to be loved. I want to receive love and also want to give love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I narrowed down my list to 6. No, I narrowed down my list to 5. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy with my core desired feeling. So that's what we got down to on day 5. We got down to our core desired feelings.
So what did you get?
So
what are you wrapping up with?
I'm wrapping up with abundance. Mm-hmm. Secure. Mm-hmm. Joy. Mm-hmm. Love. And harmony.
I love that.
What about you?
I'm wrapping up with abundance, mm-hmm. Fun, wholeness, ease, adoration, and stable.
Love. And so then on day six, we did an activity about expressions and love. And basically, we were expressing what these feelings mean to us, which was great. And I'll share what mine mean to me.
Okay.
We also had to, like, make sure these words either made us feel at home and blessed, grounded and peaceful, and expansive and energized. So my first word, abundance, definitely makes me feel expansive and energized. Mm-hmm. And I said that what this means to me is freedom and access. Mm-hmm. And then secure, this represents home and blessed for me. And I said that secure makes me feel protected, relaxed, and confident. And then joy means to me a constant state, constant euphoria and enjoyment. And that makes me feel expansive and energized as well. Love is affection, devotion, and endearment. And that makes me feel at home and blessed. And then harmony makes me feel grounded and peaceful. And that represents peace, balance, and unity.
I love it. Beautiful.
So what about you?
Mine, abundance means that, well, means to me thriving, freedom, the ability to do and have what I want. Mm-hmm. Fun means enjoying life. It is entertaining and lively. It's pleasant and amusing. And this shows up in my life by connecting with people I care about and having a great time and building memories. So I was able to put my connection in with my fun. Mm-hmm. Wholeness means completeness. This is what I want to present to the world. My integrity and my fullness, my relationship with myself and others, including my spiritual relationship.
Yes.
Ease means serenity and comfort. There's calmness here and satisfaction. Ease means doing things as naturally and innately as possible. I'm comfortable with gratification and delight.
Yes. So
I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo.
Adoration means that I feel and give intense love to myself and others. And then stable, I toyed between stable and secure, but I'm rolling with stable.
Okay.
It means that I'm protected and out of harm's way. I feel safe and at ease, relaxed. There's nothing to worry about. I am reliable and people in my life are the same. Because stability also means, you know, can I count on a motherfucker?
Right.
Period.
So lastly, after we figured out our core desire feelings, our last step, which is going to be an ongoing process, is to figure out how to incorporate these desired feelings into our daily lives. Mm-hmm. Now we can set up goals and plans, implement some things in place so that we can make sure, hey, this is going to make me feel abundant. This makes me feel secure. I know that I can't entertain these sort of relationships because they're not aligned with my core desire feelings.
Yes.
Just helping you. And when you figure out what your core desire feelings are and work towards those feelings, you're energetically aligning yourself to other things that you really want. That's the flow.
Yeah. Getting in the flow of
life. And she gave, Danielle gave some good ways to make the CDFs fun and make them work with you. And one that I really liked is that you could compose an affirmation or an action statement using your core desired feelings. So I said, my little affirmation is, I live a joyous life filled with harmony and love, made evident by continuous abundance and a sense of security.
Beautiful. That's, I haven't come up with an affirmation yet. I feel like I have so many words. I'm like, how do I need to put this in?
You can flip it and tumble it. But another thing you can do, like maybe if you don't want to do an affirmation, she also recommends making an acronym for memory recall. So say someone's core desired feelings were freedom, receptive, elegance, ease. Then your acronym would be F.R.E.E, free.
Yeah. Freedom.
Or you can picture CDFs into a magical sequence. Mm-hmm. So creativity, flow, and prosperity, or fulfilling joy connection. You know, something that'll help you keep it at the forefront.
Yeah. Mine is at the forefront.
It's like real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I'm rolling with mine. This what I'm going to roll with through 2020.
What?
This.
The core desire feelings?
Yeah, I'm rolling with these ones.
Oh, yeah. These are firm.
These are set, baby.
These are set. Yeah. So if you want to learn more about core desire feelings, again, we're going to put down the link in our show notes so that you can go through these activities yourself. And we would love to, like, kiki about this in the Facebook group.
Yes.
Like, what your core desire feelings are. How
DM
you felt.
Us.
Yeah, how That'll you felt about too. The activity. Also, Danielle has a book that you can find on Amazon.
Which this can be the gym. Yes. Here's your gem right here. Pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. So the gem this week is Danielle's book called The Desire Map, A Guide to Creating Goals with Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, after you, she's helped you identify your core desire feelings, she'll help you like come up with some goals to align with those feelings. So great. Great exercise.
And isn't this cool? Like in every aspect, those five aspects of life or sectors of life, you can be like, hey, do I feel whole here?
Yeah.
Do I feel abundance? Do I feel ease? Do I feel
secure?
You
harmony.
Know? And if it's not, it's like, okay, something's got to change. And then you can use the same exercises to either remove or omit certain aspects that no longer serve your highest good.
So we'll end this with this quote.
Okay, quote it up then, bitch.
Knowing how you want to feel is the most potent form of clarity you can have. Generating those feelings is the most powerful thing you can do with your life. Power. Moving in power.
Moving in power, sisters.
So, yeah.
I think that's it.
So,
So hopefully, you know what? We're going to be coming back with more along this theme.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about manifestation. We're going to be talking about what we're leaving in 2019.
We're talking about the inner work
for this series.
We're going to be talking about our egos.
Yes.
How to tackle this thing called life.
Period.
So,
we hope you enjoyed this material.
Share it. If you did, that's super important. That's another component of support. Sharing. Okay. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell all your homegirls. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. We will see y'all here next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.